Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. John Piper said, "When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he recited scripture for memory and put Satan to flight." The scriptural passage we are going to hide in our hearts today is 1 John 4:20-21 in the King James Version. 1 John 4:20-21 says, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." Let's say that again. 1 John 4:20-21 says, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." Let's say that one last time. 1 John 4:20-21 says, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that you would help us to love our brother. And I pray that you would help us not say that we love you and we have grudges against our brothers or sisters. I pray that all people come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.